This is an iHeart podcast.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, final hour of the Jesse Kelly Show, reminding you, you can email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. I have been challenged by Chris and Michael. Chris thinks I cannot get to 15 emails this hour, so this may be a bit of a rapid-fire hour. Because now the whole point of the show is to once again prove Chris wrong. Before we get back to the emails, you hear this one.
And first it was gas stoves and air conditioners. Well, now the feds are coming for your ceiling fans, if you can believe it. They're proposing new rules to change conservation standards. But some manufacturers say it would put them out of business.
Yeah. I'm gonna play this John Kerry bit earlier. Because towards the end, the John Kerry bit I played earlier, I'm sorry. Because towards the end, John Kerry reveals so much. Remember, communism, it's anti-humanism. They're anti-humans. And their solutions to all problems are, hey, let's remove these humans. Or let's make sure these humans are more miserable or have less. Isn't it ironic that every solution they come up with means more death and misery? And listen closely to the end when John Kerry, he lays out all the who the bad guy is in his mind, and then he lays it out pretty frankly. Who's to blame?
Without facts or economics on their side, they flatly deny what is happening to our planet and what we must do to save it. They incite a movement against what they falsely label climate change fanaticism, as they conveniently forget that the dictionary definition of a cult is the dismissal of facts in devotion to a lie. They compound the already difficult challenge of the climate crisis by promising to do more of exactly what created this crisis in the first place. So now, humanity is inexorably threatened by humanity itself.
You hear who the bad guy is? Who's the one that's threatening humanity? Humanity, of course. Who's the problem here? Who's the problem here? Who's the one threatening humanity? Well, you are. Humans. You're the problem. Don't you see? If you would just die, then you'd stop being a problem for John Kerry and the things he wants. Why can't you just die? Dear Oracle, in prison ward, if I were in charge of prisons, I would put them to work. The ancient Jews did not have prisons and had them work as slaves. If you stole or destroyed someone's property, you could work off your debt. This had many positive outcomes and seems like it would be a much better system than what we have today. What say you? Well, crime and punishment is one of those things that people have debated about throughout history. What is good? What is bad? What is right? What is wrong? What is too harsh? What is too soft? Look, as we see right now from what's going on in America, taking murderers, thieves, and rapists and just setting them free from jail right away, that's obviously too soft. Let's agree that that's a bit too soft. On the other end, if we're going to take somebody who maybe has a different religion than we do and pull their fingernails out right before we light them on fire in the town square, probably too harsh. I think we could all agree, maybe a little bit on the harsh side. So let's come to an agreement that the appropriate punishment is somewhere in between the fingernails and burning and no punishment whatsoever. Here's what I know from I find various things about crime and punishment in the criminal justice system to be fascinating. So I'm always reading stuff on it and watching stuff on it. Like I said, we get emails from prisons. People in prisons are listening right now. They're listening to the sound of my voice. And one thing that I know is the system will trap people in it and doesn't necessarily give them a way out of it. You talk to these guys who are 50 years old in the clink, facing another 30, he's going to die in prison, and you will find a story of a young man who started getting caught up with the law, wrong crowd, started small, soon he's in juvie where he learned how to be a better criminal, and then eventually he gets himself busted for his first real legitimate prison stretch where he didn't learn any truly valuable skills for the work world. He did learn how to be a better crook, and he got to surround himself with better crooks who he can then work with or work with their friends when he gets out. I know that that's not a good system either. I've always been a big believer. I'm going to sound pillow soft here, but trust me, the harsh Genghis Khan Jesse's coming too. I've always been a huge believer in attempting to rehab people and give people a purpose and life skills. I'm all about second chances and third chances instead of just setting somebody up for failure. Nope, do your 20 years, and when you get out, you'll be lucky if you can get a job making $4 an hour as a dishwasher as a 50-year-old man. But that guy's just going to go back and sell drugs again. He's not going to do that. That's not realistic. I think it also, this is where Genghis Khan, Jesse, I think it also depends on the crime. And I'm going to list some crimes. I don't want you to think I'm dismissive of them, but let's do what I just talked about. Okay, drug dealing. That's obviously really, really bad. I'm not dismissing the human cost of drugs. I'm not. I'm really, really not. Some guy's selling weed locally here. Is that a bad thing to do? Is he a criminal? Yep. Should he go to jail and all that? Yeah, fine. Is this some human being beyond repair who we should just throw in a hole for the rest of his life? The guy who gets in a bar fight and hits somebody, and the guy falls, cracks his head on the cement. Boom, there you go, manslaughter, gone, 20 years of your life, goodbye. Is that really a human being who's beyond repair? No, the focus should be on rehabbing that human being, bringing that human being back into society. Now, that brings me to other things. Men who hurt women and children. I'm talking these abusive pieces of trash, beating up their wives and girlfriends, who beat up children, who, we won't even get into the sexual aspect of it, but hurting women and children in many different ways. Not only do I not believe you can be rehabbed, I don't believe there should even be a legitimate attempt to rehab you. I am a huge believer in penal colonies. I know that's looked down on today. Everyone thinks about the story of Papillon and things like that. Look, if you're not going to kill the pedophiles, which we should be doing as a country, that should just be death penalty stuff. If we're not going to kill people who hurt kids, fine. Do you have any idea how many uninhabited islands there are around the world? They're all over the place. Start dropping these guys on an island and leave them go. If you want to airdrop them food, fine. If you want to leave them on their own to survive in whatever way they can, fine. But I don't believe we should be spending money and resources on these people who have no place on Earth any longer. I mean, I just saw another story. I think the couple was out of Tennessee. I'm not going to go into the details of it, but their dead son was found. And they had hurt him in unbelievable ways before they finally killed him. That precious young boy's time on this planet was hell. It was a living hell for every minute he was on this planet. I'm not interested in rehabbing either of those. I think those, both of them, should be dropped on a penal colony. And look, if you want to drop them in the middle of the Pacific before you get to the penal colony, I'm fine with that too. But I'm not interested in rehabbing those people. If you hurt women and kids, I do not believe any effort should be spent on rehab. In fact, I don't believe much taxpayer money should be spent on you. I think you should be dropped in some living hell of a tropical island. Go enjoy the dysentery. Have fun eating worms until you're eaten by a crocodile. Let me know how it works out for you. Goodbye. I know I'm a barbarian. I know, but that's how I feel. Jesse, I've been wearing my AC pin faithfully, and I've never seen anyone else do it. Do you think 2,000 pins was enough? No, 2,000 pins was not enough. No, it was not. And we are, I told you I'm going to, and I am. The merch is going to get ramped up. It's not a maybe. It's now something that's going to happen. We've got a couple moving parts going on show-wise right now. It's going to happen. The AC stuff is going to get ramped up. All right. That was already two emails, Chris. Two down, 13 to go. What about this? What about this? What about free burger? What if I told you I could get you free ground beef? And not a little bit of it. What if I told you I could get you $480 worth of free ground beef? Because I can. Oh, Jesse, what do I have to sacrifice? What do you have to sacrifice? Well, nothing. You will get high quality meat, all American meat from Good Ranchers. Higher quality than you get in your grocery store, by the way. You will get it at incredible prices. You will get it delivered to your front door. And when you subscribe to any of their boxes, you get 2 years worth of free ground beef. And again, all this is American. Chicken, beef, the best, and I mean the best meat. Your commie grocery store is owned by a gigantic LGBTQ corporation. I know you have to go there for various things. You don't have to buy your meat from there. Good Ranchers, they're our people, God and country. Go to goodranchers.com. Subscribe to a box. Enjoy $25 off and free ground beef. You have to use the code Jesse, though. Goodranchers.com, code Jesse. American meat delivered.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Churning and burning. Remember, you can download the entire show. iHeart, Google, Spotify, iTunes. The podcast is free. The iHeart Radio app is free. Everything's free except freedom.
You know, freedom is not free.
Oh, let's also keep in mind this. We probably all need to walk away from politics this weekend with the latest indictment and arrest and mugshot and stuff like that, and with the communists, well, gleefully living it up.
Like, do they actually measure him? You know, do they put him on a scale? It's not like going to the veterinarian. They do not actually make you stand on the scale. But he's listed as a white male. His hair color is listed as blonde or strawberry.
Is that a nice way to say orange?
Blonde or strawberry. His eye color is listed as blue. His height is listed as 6'3". And his weight is listed.
Yeah, I think we need to walk away from the news this weekend. Mr. No Pickles, what a great gangster name for you. Pickles are so overwhelming on a burger. He says, gosh, what a pink flower. They are overwhelming on a burger. That's all you can taste is a stupid pickle. Get the pickle off your burger. And I'm not anti-pickle. I'm pro-pickle. Anyway, after watching the debate, I think DeSantis is trying too hard to be likable, and it's coming across as awkward. Wouldn't he be better off embracing his personality and just coming out and saying, hey, I lack charisma. I'm boring. I love the nitty-gritty boring policy work, which is why I win. I mean, all the other candidates talk about what they will do, and he talks about what he's actually done, but it just doesn't hit home. His name's Jared. I actually agree with this. I think, by the way, if you're on Team DeSantis, you can get mad at me all you want, but I actually think you're doing just fine. I think their campaign's going great, raising great money, great ground game, very early in the primary. You had a great debate night. I don't understand this constant state of panic. Oh my gosh, we're losing. It's early in the primary. It's fine. It's totally fine. I do agree, though. Remember what I talked about earlier. No matter what the candidate is, no matter who you are, and I believe that this is good advice for you for when you run for local office. I think you should, instead of running from who you are or hiding who you are, embrace who you are. Own it. Wade into it all the way. Are you a dork? Embrace being a dork. Are you a trucker? Don't fake it. Wear your trucker hat. Be a trucker. Do you work in construction? Embrace it. Are you a housewife? Own it. Are you whatever you are? Be that. Just be authentic. Trust me on that. Dr. Jesse, The girls who have abortions usually don't know the grotesque details of what happens during the murder, but the doctors who commit the murder know exactly what they're doing. Shouldn't those doctors who commit abortions go to jail for murder? Well, of course. Jesse, as you know, the climate change lunatics have outlawed the incandescent light bulb on August 1st. I went out and bought about 100 bulbs of different wattage. Didn't cost much. My conservative friends say this was a little much. What say you? Christine is her name. Well, a little much. There's no such thing as too much preparation now. There's no such thing. As you watch these people slowly but surely tear down on purpose everything around us, there's no such thing as having too much. Are the bulbs going to expire? No, you're going to use them. Why would they be too much? Salmon shirt, pink flower, oracleness. Okay. It was a salmon shirt. It looked spectacular. It was, Chris. It looked spectacular. Anyway, he says, like you, I have a new firearm, which I recently purchased and then broke in at the range. He said a CV75 Retro. Anyhow, last night after work, I was cleaning the new gun along with several others, and my wife made the comment that there's such a thing as cleaning a gun too much. In my military mind, she's way off base, but in everyday life, she's usually right about stuff more than I'd like to admit, so now I'm questioning what I thought was reality. I could understand if she said I was cleaning it too fast, but I didn't think you could do it too much. Could she be right? We men need things when we're not working to occupy our time and our energy and our minds. I can't speak for women. I'm telling you, for men, this is a necessity. A necessity. It's not all work. It's not all family. And yes, family is hugely important. Most important thing. Work is hugely important. Don't be a lazy, worthless bum. Go get out there and get a job and provide for your family. Men need something else. And I will tell you this, as someone who has pursued things that are not healthy, something else things, if you have a thing that is anything but unhealthy, dude, just go for it. Maybe you clean your gun. Clean your freaking gun. Maybe you're like Chris and you're one of these car guys and you're always rebuilding something or building something. Maybe it's woodworking. Maybe it's golf. Maybe you work out. Maybe you go for walks. Maybe you fish. Maybe you play pickleball. Maybe you freaking sew. If so, that's a little bit flimsy. I would find a man hobby. But you understand what I'm saying. Find something. As long as it's not an unhealthy thing. Look, people have asked me before, how did you get past the unhealthy things that you've struggled with before? Well, you got to replace them with healthy things. Believe me, there's no deleting an unhealthy thing and then just leaving the vacuum there. Otherwise, you might as well just go right back to it because you're gonna. You got to fill it with something different. Fill it up with something different. So, look, I've heard of a lot of problems in my life. Having a gun that's too clean ain't one of them, right? Keep cleaning that gun. No one has ever been in a firefight and then looked down and said, oh, dang, it's too clean. But they have most definitely said the other thing. Believe me. You know what else people say a lot? Oh, man, I woke up and I'm too hot. People say that a lot, especially now in the summertime. They'll wake up and, oh, gosh, I hate waking up sweaty. You ever said that in your life? Well, why don't you have Giza Dream Sheets on your bed yet? Giza Dream Sheets, the softest sheets known to man, the ones that are not just super soft, but that let you breathe. That's the best part of them. They let you breathe. You know how confident MyPillow is in their Giza Dream Sheets? They come with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. That's what you call confidence in the sheets. Go get a couple sets while they're at their lowest price ever. You get them as low as $29.98 right now. MyPillow.com. Click on that radio listener special square at the top and use the promo code Jesse. MyPillow.com, promo code Jesse. Or go, burn up the phone lines. They're wonderful on the phone. 800-845-0544. Call them today.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on an Ask Dr. Jesse Friday, reminding you, you can email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Rolling through these emails like lightning, Chris, like lightning. How many am I at this hour? Five? There's been more than five. Maybe six? Are you keeping track or not keeping track, Chris? That's okay. All right, we're rolling. Hi, Jesse Kelly. My name is Bethany, and I'm 19, and I'm from Connecticut. I've been listening to your show for almost a year. I just wanted to say I'm a really big fan of yours. I think you're really great. And I was wondering if you could please do a book somewhere in Connecticut. Maybe North Haven, Connecticut. Thank you. Bethany, I am really great. I agree with you, and I'm a fan of me too. And I don't think there are any more book tours. I don't think there are any more book tour stops for now. I think don't get your hopes up. There might be a kind of December Christmas time type thing that they do. I know they do another book push around Christmas time so people can get them as Christmas gifts for other people. I'm sure that they're going to reach out and say, hey, would you mind pushing that kind of thing? I don't know if there's a tour of some type that comes with that. If there is, I'm sure the Northeast to be on the program as it was last time. Dear Mr. Kelly, KSO Variety Show. Why is everyone focusing on the Iowa caucus and presidential primaries? Or while everyone is focusing on the Iowa caucus and presidential primaries, how often do you hear anyone mention the Senate and House primary races? I haven't heard much. Even in Iowa, we have four Republican congressmen, and I think at least two of them need to be primaried out, but I've heard nothing about replacement candidates. I live in Illinois, but still, what's the point of getting a Republican in the White House if Congress is filled with as many rhinos as before? Yes, yes, you're starting to get it. We focus so much on the shiny object, the indictment, the mugshot, the this, the that, and I'm not saying those things don't matter. We have so many battles in front of us, and we're for some reason looking out ahead of at the one that might not be able to be overcome because we're powerless in this situation. We are powerless to help Trump beyond our prayers. We are powerless to help Trump. Either Republicans in Congress do something about him, or other Republican AGs do something about him, or Trump is going down. There's nothing you can do. There's nothing I can do. But we do have all these other things we can do, and we lack focus. Dear Tic-Tac-Toe Champion, do you play any other card games such as poker or blackjack? Do you at least watch poker tournaments on cable TV? One, I don't watch poker tournaments, okay? I don't watch people play cards. That sounds freaking brutal. That's one. Two, I do play blackjack. I do. I'm not a big gambler. Remember I've told you this story before. I had one really bad experience gambling, and I believe, I still thank God for it to this day because I believe it was a gift from God. I was in the Marines. I was a young Marine. I think I was 20. I got my hands on a fake ID. Kids, don't do that. All right, don't be like I was. Got my hands on a fake ID, and we were going to Las Vegas, and I had never gambled before in my life. I had $600 total. That was my entire net worth. It was what I had in my savings account, $600 total. Plus, I think it was $40 I walked into in my pocket. And I use my fake ID. I get into the casino with my friends, and I sit down at the first blackjack table, and it couldn't have gone worse, meaning it couldn't have gone better. I sit down at my first table, and I'm gambling. I think it was $5 a hand or something like that. And I start winning. And the dealer, she was this really sweet old lady who was completely helping me. I'm sure she got in trouble helping me. Oh, no, no, don't hit that. No, hold on. And I ended up walking away from that table. I still remember the numbers. This is over 20 years ago. I ended up walking away from that table with $270 in my pocket. I'm thinking to myself at this point in time, oh, yeah, baby. Gambling is just all right by me. Not only that, you make money. And it's easy. Wow, this is great. Fast forward to, I want to say 7 a.m. the next morning. I have stayed up all night long. I have visited the ATM machine in the casino as many times as I could. When I say as many times as I could, remember that $600 we were just talking about a second ago? There was no more money. We had to get, you have to get a haircut in the Marine Corps. You have to have a fresh haircut every Monday morning. So we would always stop on our way back into base on Sunday and get a haircut. And they have all these little haircut places set up there and where you could get a haircut for $10. That was about it, $10. I had to borrow $10 from a friend to get a $10 haircut on the way back into base. That's how broke I was. Anyway, I gambled the last of my money at the casino table. And I remember sitting there and I was so embarrassed, angry, ashamed with myself and my irresponsibility and my conduct. I remember just sitting there thinking, gosh, if my parents could see me now, they would be so ashamed. Actually, my dad would probably get a good laugh out of it and tell me I was an idiot. He would think that was hilarious. But I still remember sitting there thinking, I'm such an idiot and a loser. And my friends, it's exactly right, Chris. Chris said shame is a good thing. Shame is very underrated. My friends were not done yet. They wanted to go get a beer. They wanted to gamble some more. And it was summertime. I remember this. It was summertime. And I said, I need to go outside. I feel sick, because I felt sick to my stomach. I lost all my money. I went and sat in the hot car that did not, my buddy's car didn't have working air conditioning. I went and sat in my buddy's hot car. I had the door open so I could keep getting fresh air, because I thought I was going to vomit. I was so sick to my stomach. I thank God for that day. I do. Because I got burned by gambling in the worst possible way. And I have seen friends of mine, people I know, really, really wreck themselves with gambling. And honestly, maybe you're going through that right now. Gambling really is. It really is truly addictive. And gambling and cocaine are the two things that no matter how much money you make, you can manage to blow it all if you get hooked on gambling or cocaine. They're just those two things, man. And so maybe you're struggling with that right now yourself. Maybe it's online gambling or whatnot. And this, look, that's not me talking down to you. Definitely not. I get it, man. I get it. Get some help for yourself. There's help for that out there too. Don't be too proud to reach out for help. Be better for yourself, for your family, for whatnot. Remember, if you're struggling, you're winning. That's always the rule here on the show. The only time you're losing is when you're not struggling. Nah, I just woke up and I had a fifth of vodka for breakfast. Woohoo! Having a blast! That guy's losing. The guy who writes in and says, Jesse, I just had a fifth of vodka for breakfast. I friggin' hate myself, man. I need some help. That guy's already winning because he's struggling. You're struggling, you're winning. By the way, yes, you're winning, but don't drive. But yes, that guy's already winning. So get some help. To this day, I will reach back in and dabble with it, but very much dabble. If we went to Atlantis, I think it was Christmas time, we went down to Atlantis where they have a big casino there, a big water park for the kids and all that stuff. And at night they had a casino where you could go play blackjack. I'll tell you right now, the wife and I had a rule. We would each go pull out $100 and no more. We wouldn't even bring the ATM card down there. Gamble with the 100, have fun. You know, might last an hour, might last two. When 100's gone, I'm gone. Peace. That's a strict thing I'm on now, not because I'm disciplined, because I'm undisciplined and I cannot be trusted. And therefore, I have to monitor myself very closely because I have an addictive personality. All right. You can't even believe how many emails I'm about to go through. Next.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, final segment of the Jesse Kelly Show until we check out of here, put our phones down, and call it a week. Then we'll be back to do it again next week. Don't worry. Now let's get to as many of these Ask Dr. Jesse questions as I can possibly churn and burn through at the very end before we get to the rapid fire questions. Rapid fire, Chris. Let's do this real quickly. We vote every day. Election day isn't just next November. In this world where the corporate environment has gotten so poisonous with all this communist filth, we vote every day with where we spend and don't spend our money. You cast a vote today with where you bought things and didn't buy things. You cast a vote every time you pay your cell phone bill. Who'd you vote for last time you paid for your cell phone? Did you vote for the communists at Verizon, AT&T, and T-Mobile? Who take your money and pour it into poisonous causes that destroy your country? Or did you vote for the right? Did you vote for Pure Talk? Pure Talk, they share your values. CEO is a veteran. Love this country so much. Actual customer service people who are in America and speak English. And they're giving out free Samsung 5G Galaxy phones right now when you sign up for the unlimited talk, text, and 15 gig data plan. Brand new phone, man. Pick up your phone. Dial #250 and say Jesse Kelly. That'll save you an additional 50% off your first month. All right? #250, say Jesse Kelly. Switch to Pure Talk.
And now...
here's a headline.
By the, go, you know the thing.
Headlines we didn't get to.
Chieftain Kelly, New Hampshire resident here. Just an observation. Throughout my commute to work each day, I see Trump signs, flags, bumper stickers, and hats everywhere. Old ones and new ones. Zero, absolutely zero signage pro-Biden. No one kept them up. Plenty of FJB signs, though. Do other places in the U.S. look like that? Will the MAGA movement stay if Trump doesn't get back in? I don't know about other places around the country. I know I don't see hardly any, and I mean any signs for anyone yet. And I live in a blood red area, not Trump, not Biden. That's not necessarily different than last time. There were all kinds of Trump signage, no Biden signage. The interesting question to me is the last one. When Trump's run ends, whether it's in prison or another 4 years in the White House or wherever, when Trump's run ends, where does the MAGA movement go? Well, I think it would be naive to think the MAGA movement is monolithic. There are all kinds of people who support Trump because they believe in his trade policies or fighting back or America first or something like that. And they're patriots and they're not going to go anywhere. They'll move on to the next guy who steps up and takes the mantle. There are tons of people who are kind of cult of personality types. I'm only voting Trump, and when he dies, I die. And then that's not a person you need to take seriously anyway. That forget about them. But I don't think that's the majority of the movement. I think the majority of the movement are patriots. That's why I've been yelling at the DeSantis supporters and Trump supporters. I realize it's the primary, and I realize the candidates themselves are going to rip each other to shreds, and that's a good thing, not a bad thing. Good, beat each other up. You should not be beating each other up because you're the same people. You're just patriots who love the country. You have a different view on which candidate can move the ball in the direction you both want to go. That's all. Jesse, every day it's all about Trump and all the BS charges the libs are pushing. They've been doing this since 2015. The Biden crime family, what in the world? Comer and Jordan said last week they had 99.9% evidence against them. No one's doing a thing. What in the world? That's the low-T GOP, man. It's the low-T GOP. Only one side's fighting to win. Jesse, you ever do a desk pop? You know, fire your gun in the office. Everybody has done it. No, everybody has not done it. No, I most definitely have never fired my gun in the office. No, sir. No, negligent discharges are not something that everyone has to do. I've had one of those in my life. I was a kid. I was a small kid. Gosh, skinny. I had to be 8, 9 years old. And my dad gave me his 44 Magnum to shoot. It was huge. 6.5-inch barrel. This huge 44 Magnum. I begged him to shoot it. He told me it was too much for me. But I took it from him. And I had it pointed up very safely. Had it pointed up. And I kind of had it cocked back because I needed all the strength I could do. And as I was starting to lower it down, I shot it off. But it was still pointing up in the air. Obviously, that's not ideal because what goes up must come down. I don't know if that counts as an ND, but either way, that's the only one I've ever had. I've never had another one. No, you don't have to do that. Be safe. Safety, always, with your weapon. Jesse, what's your favorite superhero and why? I always liked the Incredible Hulk. I always liked how he just lost his mind and then started killing everything. I thought that was awesome. Dear Jesse, I'm sorry I missed your answer to this prior. We know the communist is never satisfied. In a national divorce, they will never leave us alone. The commies will see that we're successful, proper, prosperous, and seek what we have. So will we be in a constant state of war? The communist, yes, he'll always want what we have. But the communist is not always in a position of strength to take what we have. Remember when Franco took over Spain, when he finally won the Spanish Civil War and defeated the communists didn't all disappear. The ones he didn't kill or send to prison, they were still in Spain. They just kind of retreated to the mountains. And yeah, they were trying to gin up a rebellion and, hey, we can still do this, but it never really worked out. And they didn't march on the Capitol or anything like that because they had no chance whatsoever. Senor Jesse, if 45 is doomed, would our friend from Florida benefit by running as the backup plan instead of an alternative? No, because he doesn't see himself as a backup plan. This is what I tried to warn everyone leading up to the primary when everyone was all Trump and Evie D should join forces. Trump sees himself as the guy. DeSantis sees himself as the guy. And this is one of those situations where they're both right. Trump ain't going to be anybody's VP. Just got done being president. He's Mr. Trump. Trump's on the side of the plane. He's not going to be anybody's VP. At the same time, dude, DeSantis isn't some amateur, some backbench amateur. Now, two-time governor of Florida, where he won re-election overwhelmingly and crammed an anti-communist agenda down the throat of Florida Democrats. Florida's not even a swing state any longer because of DeSantis and his legislature. Ain't going to be anybody's VP or backup plan. Believes he's the guy. It's up to the voter to decide. Dear Sasquatch in a suit. That's not nice. Do you think Tulsi Gabbard, if Tulsi Gabbard ran as an independent in 2024, it would split the Democrat vote? No, I think it would split the Republican vote as much as the Democrat vote. We talk about how the Democrat vote is split a lot. The Democrat vote is split. The Democrat vote is split. Go look at the Republican primary polling. All of it. Not one poll or that, because all of those polls are manipulated. Go look at the polling. Republicans are very split about what they want, about who they want. Like I said, even if it Trump's at 50%, right, 55%, the other half is split all over the place about what they want. We're split too. Very, very, very split. I have emails every single day from people saying I'm supporting RFK. Jesse, if it's not this guy, I'll sit out. Jesse, if I'm doing this, it's the Republican Party is split. That happens when you lose for a while. You kind of get split and a little bit lost. You don't know which direction to go. I know which direction I'm going to go. I'm going to go home because it's the weekend. And I'm going to put my phone down and I'm going to enjoy myself and my family and my country. And I advise you to do the same. We'll come back on Monday and tackle all these problems then, all right? That's all.
This is an iHeart podcast.